It's a good feeling, you know. It's humbling, and you know, and it feels a lot better just knowing, you know, that you have the respect of your peers and the coaches, and you're looked up to. And you know, this only being my second year here, you know, just being thrown in the fire last year, and you know, just adjusting to things, you know, the team, how things work. You know, coming from a different organization, you know, I had to adjust quick. But, you know, I never, you know, backed down from accepting the leadership role. When we had injuries last year, I had to accept that role, and so did other players on defense. So it's just humbling, and it's just a good feeling walking around the locker room and knowing, you know, you're respected a certain type of way by your teammates, and, you know, being that you're a captain, you know, of the best organization in the NFL.
How do you demonstrate what is a leader in your mind, and how do you demonstrate that?
I think it's just as simple as being yourself every day. You know, coming to work, having a good mindset. You know, bringing people along with you. You know, speaking your mind. You know, when things are uncomfortable and things don't want to be said, you know, you man up and say those things. And you know, when the team, you know, needs a lift, you know, you're the guy to, you know, the spark plug, and you know, everybody feeds off you. And once, you know, when you got that C on your jersey, you know, you're almost obligated to do things right, and you want to do things right because you know guys are going to follow. And you know, that's not a problem. That's not a problem for me. Like I said, you know, I'm the same guy every day, and you know, guys know what they're going to get from me every day, so it's easy for me. You know, it's a privilege to be a captain, but it's also a role you have to embrace. I think everybody on this team has the, you know, the potential to be a captain, to be a leader, but, you know, you have to want it for yourself, really. And, you have to want to lead, and you have to be that guy that don't mind stepping up in awkward positions and when the team needs you. And, you know, when the pressure's on, you know, guys are going to look to the older players and the captains to step up. So, you know, it's just all about, you know, just like I said, being the same guy every day, you know, not making too much of it, but just knowing that you have a certain level of respect from your peers and, you know, almost making you a better person.
You get to say goodbye to
Vickerson? Yeah, we talked. You know, we'll cross paths again. Right now, you know, he knows I'm focusing on Indy. You know, and whoever he signs with, he's focusing on that. So, you know, right now it's just football. You know, cut day is not a day that every player looks forward to. You know, even when you think you're safe, you know, you don't like to see guys go. But it's the nature of the business. And, you know, me and Vic will stay in communication. We'll keep in contact all the time. And, you know, when the off season and things come like that, we'll hang out. But we both know it's time to go and focus on football. I knew I was a leader on the team. I didn't expect to be a captain. But like I said, we got a lot of guys. I mean, you could have took on the defense when you have, you know, a Derek Wolfe, a Von Miller, a T.J. Ward, a Danny Trevathan, a Aqib Talib, a Chris Harris. You know, anybody on our defense could have got that, you know, that seer in their jersey. But like I said, we still got leaders all over the defense. You know, it's an honor and a privilege to wear that seer on the jersey. But you know, we still got a lot of leadership on the defense, so it's not, you know, just me and DeMarcus that's in charge of the defense. We still got, you know, leaders all around the room.
When was the last time you were captain?
Last time I was a captain was probably my senior year of college. And you know, in college it's a little different because if you're the most talented guy and you know you got seniority, you're going to get that. But you know, in the NFL. You know, you got it's more of a responsibility. It means a little bit more, and you represent the Broncos. You're one of the faces of the team, and you just gotta hold yourself to a higher standard, whether it's in the weight room and the film room and public, and you know, addressing the media, things like that. It's just, you know, it's just a different feel than, you know, in college.
You seem to have a couple of quick ones. You seem to have humor in your life.
Yeah.
People, does that allow you to maybe address topics with guys and they seem comfortable talking to you about anything?
Yeah, about anything, because they know I'm one of those guys that, you know, maybe if it's an awkward situation or awkward conversation, I'm going to speak my mind and, you know, be the icebreaker. You know, that's just my personality, you know. Whether I was a leader or not, you know, I'm just one of those guys that, you know, whether it's social media or something, you know, I'll speak my mind. And, you know, it's never detrimental to the team, but it's always, you know, either uplifting to the guys or just, you know, just something to laugh about and just, you know, get energy flowing.
When did you sense? Last one, Ben.
Terrence, doing thing on Monte Ball. See him on the other side of the ball. What do you expect from him this season and why?
I expect, you know, his production to be almost double what it was last year just because of, you know, not only the opportunities but his will to win. You know, he doesn't act like a rookie. He doesn't act like a second year guy. You know, he's out there telling the O-line, let's get going. You know, give me a crease, I'll take it to the house. So, he's accepting, you know, the starting running back role. And, you know, he's ready to get this thing going, I bet. And, you know, when you hear about Peyton and the receivers all the time, you know, it probably adds fuel to the fire. So, I think he's ready to, you know, prove himself and show that he can be an elite running back in this league.
All right. Thanks, Terrence.